You brought up education. Education and the Creeks.
The Creeks, first through the help of the missionaries, but also gradually with more and more Native people actually being the instructors and superintendents. They had neighborhood schools that kids could walk to. For the older students, they had boarding schools. They had orphanages, which ran full functions as schools. And for those kids that progressed and graduated, they had a scholarship fund to send students back east to colleges. Alice Robertson, Oklahoma's first congresswoman, before she got into politics to that degree, was an advocate for the tribes. And especially she testified against the United States shutting down the tribal education systems, which it did in 1906. And in her testimony, she says, almost 100% of the Creeks are literate. She says, not all of them can read and write English, but the rest of them can read and write Muscogee, all of them enough to take care of their own affairs. Now, there is not another state in the country that you could point to in 1900 and claim that almost 100% of its people were literate.
Do you know who actually drew up the language and created the alphabet and all?
Lockridge was real involved in helping set up the usage of English letters in spelling Muscogee words.
Muscogee language is a very hard language, I think.
Is there something today in 2010 that's trying to keep that alive?
Down to the Creek Indian Community Center down on South Union, they have Creek language classes in Choctaw.
Actually, you know, there's some resistance from our traditional people to having language classes.
And why is that?
Their version of it is, why can't those people learn the same way I did? Well, of course, those people grew up in an environment where that was the predominant language. We still have families down around Hannah and some of the other smaller communities that are basically monolingual, and it's not English. If they have to do business with a doctor or a lawyer or sometimes even a grocery store, they make sure that they have a niece or nephew go with them so that they can translate. But most of their social lives at the church, at the community meetings, they can conduct all those conversations in Muscogee and have a wonderful day doing it. Because of some of those criticisms from traditional people I love so much, we're starting to think more among the tribal officers about setting up a radio station, setting up a TV station, and having things in the tribal language where people can actually become immersed in it and have a better opportunity to learn it on a real detailed conversational basis.
There's something I didn't realize until, I guess it was when Will Sampson died.
Let's identify him. Will Sampson was?
He was an actor.
He was an actor.
He was an actor, yes.
In One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
His most famous role is he was nominated for an Oscar for the role of Chief Broom in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Actually, he was Creek.
Yep.
He was full-blood Creek. And at his funeral, they went out to tell him about. I used to wonder when I first started working within the Indian community, which I knew nothing about till I moved to Tulsa. On Friday afternoon, about noon, if you go to call on somebody to see them, they were gone. I didn't know where they'd gone to, and I started investigating, and I thought, gee, these people take off early. Anyway, they're going back to their community. They all go home, or used to go home Friday afternoon, and they stay in these little communities until Monday morning. They go back to work. They don't stay in town in their houses. And they're all over the place down around Okmulgee.
And it's the same with both the people that go to the traditional ceremonial grounds and the people that go to the traditional churches. They have camp houses out at those places. They will go out there on a weekend, whether it is for the churches, they have what they call Fourth Sunday, which is the Sunday they actually have services in their church. Other times they're going to neighboring churches. With the ceremonial people, they will have dances four times during the summer. On other weekends, they will go to other ceremonial grounds to dance, but they still camp at their own camp.
And they still do this right now.